the false apostles, the men that transformed themselves into the apostles of Christ, would say he lived in a body and walked on earth. Paul, Peter, Jesus, they all knew they were men. Jesus said they would come in my name. It makes no sense to say everybody who says Jesus walked on the earth and Jesus is the Messiah is of God. It makes no sense, no biblical sense whatsoever. But what does make sense is that if there's a spirit that comes in and confesses Christ, and that's the real Spirit of God, now that makes sense with the Scriptures. And John said the Antichrist, those that were Antichrist, went out from us. In other words, they stopped teaching that you had to speak in tongues to have the real Spirit of God. And that's denying the Lord that had bought them. It ties all the Scriptures together. Makes it perfectly clear what is of God and what is not. John was not saying that every person who confesses that Jesus lived in a body of flesh is of God. If that were true, then false teachers could hardly exist among the saints, for almost all false teachers say that Jesus lived in the flesh. The Apostle John knew better than to think that anyone is of God who said Jesus lived in a fleshly human body. John was referring instead to the vocal testimony of the Spirit that is always heard when Christ enters into an earthly temple. And that happened at Pentecost. The last paragraph here in this truth part. Ironically, Polycarp immediately proceeds from his misquote of John's words to condemn anyone who would pervert the oracles of the Lord, which he had just done. Adding an exhortation for believers to return to the word which has been handed down to us from the beginning. Polycarp could have provided a good example for believers by following his own advice and correctly quoting John, thus preserving the original meaning of the apostle's words. Now, as far as salvation goes, every one of these apostate fathers taught the truth about salvation, when you receive it and what it was. None of them knew anything about this come get saved or repeat after me or whatever. Let's look what he says. Polycarp teaches that salvation will be received only at the end of a life of faithful service to God. We will be raised from the dead into eternal glory only if we do God's will and walk in His commandments and love what He loved, keeping ourselves from all unrighteousness. If we please Him in this present world, we shall receive also the future world, according as He has promised to us that He will raise us again from the dead, and that if we live worthily of Him, we shall also reign together with Him. Amen. Go Polycarp. In reference to a man whom Polycarp considers to be apostate, he states that such a believer who departs from the faith and is again defiled by covetousness and idolatry shall be judged as one of the heathen, which is what Jesus said. He'll be given his portion among the unbelievers. That's from Jesus' parable. So all that is true. Now, another indication that these are apostate fathers who had heard the truth. And they had miracles. They'll talk about them. They had the Holy Ghost. Another indication that they'd gotten off the track was that they didn't know the difference between truth and myth, such as this. As far as spiritual gifts and power, Polycarp doesn't say anything about that. But the topic of superstition comes next. Polycarp quotes from the apocryphal book called Tobit, using it as an authoritative source of divine truth. Now, if you ever get the time, you read the details there about Tobit, and it sounds like a cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon of the superheroes. It was just nonsense. Obvious, clear nonsense, not true, but he quotes it as if it is. Last of all, Trinitarian issues. On this issue, almost all these apostate fathers taught the truth. The issue about salvation and the issue about the Father and the Son, they were consistently right. Polycarp mentions God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ Himself. According to Polycarp, the Father raised up the Son from the dead, and the reader is exhorted to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and in His Father who raised Him from the dead.